Today we celebrate St. Alphonsus de Liguori, a saint who is very dear and near to my heart, because I was once a redemptorist. St. Alphonsus, at the age of 16, had two doctorates, one in civil law and one in canon law. At the eldest in his family, his father wanted him to succeed. But when he told his own father that he was going to seek the priesthood, it made his father angry so much. But he persisted and continued to study for the priesthood. And Alphonsus always had that zeal for souls that it ultimately led him to Naples. And even now, if you go to Naples, it's not Rome, it's not some of the quote-unquote prettier city, it's a little bit more grittier. Naples have always been known to be the grittier part of Italy. But not only that, he went out of Naples into a small town named Scala. And he saw the shepherds out there, even though they were Catholics. They didn't know anything about the faith. They were lost. Alphonsus was so moved out of pity and compassion and mercy for them. He wanted to gather a group of missionaries, and he named them the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, or the Redemptorists. Founded in 1732, they were often duped as the little Jesuits because the habit looks like the Jesuits because there's no piping. And as a matter of fact, St. Alphonsus was so adamant in making the habit practical so that the missionaries could ride on horse. So there was no piping, and it was slit in the middle so that it's easier for the missionary to be on horse to go out and preach the gospel. And as a matter of fact, St. Alphonsus loved the Blessed Mother so much that he made all Redemptorists carry a weapon with them. A 150 beads rosary. If you want to know what it looks like, I have it being hung in my office right now. But they wear it onto the left-hand side. This was to be the weapon of the Redemptorists, to preach Mary and to help people to become more Marian in their devotion, in their way of life, so that Mary would lead other people to the good Lord. Alphonsus was very smart and was very well read and very well written. He wrote 111 works that are still being used today. He is also the patron saint of confessors and moral theologians. Because Alphonsus was cutting, quote unquote, cutting edge at his time, not to teach errors, but he had a heart of a pastor that understand that not everyone have the understanding of sin like the learned class, like the clerics. So to have that tenderness to teach people that because during his time, all the priests were being told, here is a manual. If people sin A, B, C, D, then you give them this type of penance. So it became so legalistic that you didn't understand the penitents. You didn't understand the people who were trying to seek conversion and to guide them. He was quote-unquote cutting edge in his way of asking the confessor to understand the penitents and encourage the penitent to change his or her way to return back to the Lord. Not to dismiss sins or not to lighten sins, but to help the penitents to understand sin and grace. Alphonsus, therefore, became the patron saint of moral theologian and confessors that way. He did not want to be a bishop, but he was forced by the Holy Father after two times rejecting the episcopacy. The Holy Father made him on the third time do it out of obedience, and he did it. He became a bishop, and he served his duty very well and very lovingly. And when it was possible, he asked the Holy Father that he would retire back so that he would return back to his community. When he returned back to his community, there was a lot of turmoil within his own community. That Alphonsus was basically being exiled from his own community, rejected by his own brothers, lived far away from them, but he never gave up hope. As an old man at that time, if you see any picture of St. Alphonsus, especially the picture of him in his old age, you know that he had a hunchback because he was riding so much. And from years and years of riding, that he had a hunchback, he could no longer lift up his face and his head. But he wrote, he prayed, he stayed faithful until the end. Alphonsus holds a dear memories and a dear lesson for me, because he teaches me, and hopefully you too, that each and every one of us need to seek the glory of God, not our own glory. And to be more Marian in our way of life, to become humble, to become real, to become transparent, to become genuine, so that the good Lord can form our mind, our heart, our will, our way of life. And that no matter where we are, what we do, we need to have that tender love, that patience, that compassion, especially for the sinners, those who are lost. We must not lose the zeal for souls. In all that we do, we must be firm in the way we teach the faith, but also compassionate and loving to help people so that they have a way to return back to the good Lord. As we celebrate St. Alphonsus today, let us pray for all priests that they follow the patron saint of confessors, that Father Bells, myself, all priests, we might have that tender love for souls and help all to return back to the good Lord.